Outcome 3.6 says demonstrate servant leadership. This is again a long outcome, so we will do it in three parts. Today we will discuss part one. As with outcomes 3.1 and 3.3, the notes for this outcome were also written by JLife Africa. To gain a full understanding of servant leadership, we need to start with Jesus' life. He gives us the best model to follow regarding this very important topic because his eternal life and ministry reflected servant leadership. In Matthew 20:28, we are told that even as the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus never insisted on his rights and privileges as the Son of God, but emptied himself in every way for our sake. Jesus led and loved by serving. He washed feet, he fed thousands, healed the sick, sacrificed his comforts to spend time with the unloved, marginalized, and poor. Jesus shows us that serving others is part of the kingdom's agenda for all those who belong to the kingdom and especially for those who lead within it. In Luke 22:24-30, we read about Jesus' response to a dispute among the disciples. It takes place just before Jesus' final Passover meal with them. And he takes the opportunity to speak into it and teach them a very important principle. The dispute centered around which of them would be regarded as the greatest. It is interesting to note that these followers of Jesus have spent more than 3.5 years with Jesus up to this point, and yet they still need to learn and embrace some important principles. It is also not the first time this argument has surfaced. Have you ever wondered how Jesus must have felt to have heard his followers, whom he had poured his life into and was about to lay his life down for, still arguing about who would be the greatest? Before we judge the disciples too harshly, it is important to understand that they lived in a religious culture which had been built on a hierarchy of leadership. The society also reflected clear social class distinctions. Much like many of our cultures today, the leadership culture of the Romans was built on power, status, and authority. Unfortunately, the Jewish religious community was no different. The Pharisees lorded over the people to ensure that they complied to and followed the religious laws and regulations. This was the model the disciples had learned from their entire lives. Jesus' response to the disciples' erroneous mindset and understanding of leadership would have really challenged their perception and belief about leadership. Jesus pointed them to another way that was a radical shift from their current understanding. He taught them that leaders within his kingdom would be those who served. Jesus challenged the disciples' mindset on position in society and leadership. He then proceeded to give them a countercultural alternative for his kingdom agenda, one of humility and service, which we read about in John 13:1-20. Next week, we will discuss this in detail.